June 16, 1934. The human will, created as queen in the midst of creation. How everything flows through the fingers of our Creator. I continue my abandonment in the divine fiat. Its acts are for me like many nourishments. And as they nourish me, I feel the growth of its life within me. Its strength, which is such that, imposing itself on my human will, conquers it and captivates it into its own, to say to it, "Let us live together, and you will be happy of my same happiness." I have come out into daylight, not to keep you far away, but together with me, in my same will. If I created you, it is because I felt the need to love you and to be loved. Hence, your creation was necessary to my love, the place on which my will can lean, like a tiny little field of mine. I want to make a show of my works, of my mastery, and this, in order to form and give vent to my love. Oh, adorable will, how lovable and admirable you are! So, you want me inside of you, to give life to your outpouring of love. But if you so much love for the creature to live in your divine volition, why did you not create us like the sky, the sun, without a will, that the creature would do whatever you want? But while I was thinking this, my sweet Jesus, surprising me, all goodness, told me, "Blessed daughter, you must know that the most beautiful thing created by us was the human will. Among all created things it is the most beautiful, the one that resembles us the most, and because of this it can be called the queen among all, as in fact it is. All things are beautiful. Beautiful is the sun which, with its vivifying light, gladdens and smiles at all. With its light it makes itself eye, hand and step of all. Beautiful is the sky, which covers all with its starry mantle. But as beautiful as are all created things, none of them can boast of having done for us the littlest act of their own in order to love us. There is no outpouring of a requital, everything is mute silence, and everything we do on our own. No echo responds to us, in the face of the many seas of love which are present in all created things. Not even the littlest outpouring is given to us. In fact, an outpouring is formed between two wills that possess a reason and know whether they are doing good or evil. Therefore, the human will was created as queen in the midst of creation, queen of itself, outpouring of love with its creator, queen of all created things. It can do, freely, a world of good, prodigies of value, heroism of sacrifices, if it places itself on the side of good. But if it puts itself on the side of evil, queen as it is, it can do a world of ruin, and can fall from the highest place down into the bottom of the greatest miseries. This is why among all things we love the human will, because we make it queen. It can tell us that it loves us, it can nourish our outpouring of love, it can engage in a contest with us, we, in loving it, and it, in loving us. This is why we endowed it with such prerogatives, to the point of giving it our likeness. It is nothing but a simple act, yet it is the hand, the foot, the voice of its human being. If the creature did not have a will, she would be like the beasts, the slave of all, without the imprint of the divine nobility. In our divinity, most pure spirit, there is not a shadow of matter, yet we invest everyone and everything, and we are the life, the motion, the foot, the hand, the eye, of all. The human life flows through our fingers, as we are actor, spectator, breath and heartbeat of each heart. And what we are for everything and for everyone, the human will is for itself. It can be said that because of the prerogatives it possesses, it can reflect itself in us, and we find our little mirror in it. Our power, wisdom, goodness, love, can form its reflections in the simple act of the human will. Oh! Human will, how beautiful you have been created by your Creator! Beautiful is the sky, the sun, but you surpass them. And even if you had nothing else that is beautiful, only because you can tell us that you love us, you possess the greatest glory, the enchantment with which you can enrapture your Creator. Fiat.